Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hello from CNN, I'm Joe Beck, with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, April 30th. Donald Trump has been found in contempt for violating a gag order that bans him from talking publicly about witnesses and jurors in his hush money trial. Judge Juan Merchan has fined the former president $9,000 for 9 violations and is now asking him to remove all the offending posts from social media and his campaign website. He also says the court will, quote, impose an incarceratory punishment if Trump breaks it again. CNN's legal analyst Laura Coates has more.
The question will be, of course, whether $1,000 per fine is going to be him saying, okay, thank you, put it on my tab, I can do that, or will jail time be an actual incentive for him not to do something about it? It works two ways, though, right? Of course, you have a judge's order saying that he must remove them from Truth Social and 2 offending posts from his campaign website by 2:15 p.m. today before court is out of session. With the graduated risk of having jail time over your head would be the ultimate penalty. This is a former president of the United States. Will that happen? It's unlikely.
There have been even more arrests and detentions at college campuses around the U.S. Pro-Palestinian protesters have been detained at the Chapel Hill campus of the University of North Carolina after the college demanded that they pack up their encampment. Portland State University officials have asked the city's police department to help remove people who they said broke into and occupied a library last night. And yesterday, there were arrests at Tulane, Virginia Tech, the University of Florida, and the University of Texas in Austin. At Columbia, the college that started it all, protesters have barricaded the entrance to one of the campus's main buildings. House Democrats say they'll save Speaker Mike Johnson if a vote is called to oust him. The party's leadership put out a statement saying they would kill any effort to get rid of him, possibly dealing a fatal blow to threats from GOP hardliners. Meanwhile, in New York, the Buffalo area's 26th congressional district is holding a special election to replace its House representative. CNN's Ethan Cohen tells us why this is being watched closely in Washington.
Joe, today we'll learn if House Speaker Mike Johnson's razor-thin Republican majority will get even tighter. Voters in the Buffalo area are picking a replacement for Democrat Brian Higgins, who resigned earlier this year, citing the, quote, slow and frustrating pace of Washington. Democratic State Senator Tim Kennedy is favored to hold the seat for his party against Republican Town Supervisor Gary Dixon. If Kennedy wins, the Republican majority in the House will be so small that Speaker Johnson would only be able to lose one member of his conference on a party-line vote. But there could be a bit more breathing room coming the Speaker's way. There are 3 more special elections in May and June, and Republicans will be favored in all of them. We'll have to see what happens after the polls close at 9 p.m. Eastern tonight.
More than 50,000 child migrants have gone missing in Europe over the past 3 years. Research from a journalism collective says that works out to 47 children disappearing each day. But they said the actual number could be higher because of poor documentation and some countries not even collecting data on unaccompanied migrant children. The group Missing Children Europe says the figures are worrying, as children are at a higher risk of being targeted by traffickers, if not already exploited by smugglers to pay off debts, or because they hold control over their loved ones or their passports. Another factor is some children disappearing voluntarily because they don't trust the authorities. The UN says children make up around 40% of the world's displaced people. Coming up, Walmart is closing all of its healthcare clinics.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Walmart says it's planning to shut all 51 of its healthcare clinics and will no longer provide virtual health services. It's an abrupt change in the company's strategy after it made a big push in the industry in recent years. And it could leave a gap in healthcare access, especially for lower-income patients without insurance who relied on the clinics. Walmart says it wasn't making any money from its healthcare push and that the business model wasn't sustainable. But the company said it will still operate thousands of pharmacies and optical centers around the country. That's all for now. Our next episode is at 3 p.m. Eastern.